It's the 2014 Farm Progress Show. Syngenta is always here, and Bruce Battles, what is your exact title with Syngenta these days?
I'm technical crop manager for our corn lineup.
So tell me, you know, you guys have this great area. There's a lot of folks milling around. Folks can probably hear in the background. What's going on here in the exhibit?
Well, we got a lot going on today. One of the nice things within Syngenta is we've got a really broad portfolio extending all the way from seed care to, crop protection, herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, all the way into our genetics or NK and Golden Harvest brands. And so a lot of different things. One of the things we talked a lot about is our traits that are in the marketplace. Actually, not a lot of people realize, but we've launched four traits within the last 5 years, and that's been a industry setting as far as the amount of traits that we've brought to the marketplace in that amount of time, and not really just kind of your typical Me Too type of traits. They're really revolutionary things like Agriculture Viptera, so above ground control of up to 16 total pests and giving us broad spectrum control there. In the corner there, we have our Inogen display, so the first and only ethanol trait that's on the marketplace that has been an exciting launch within our seed brands. And all the way up to, we're talking a lot about rootworm management, and specifically looking at the launch of Agriculture Duracade, which is a dual mode of action hybrid that allows us to reduce refuge, but in a little bit different than other dual modes of action hybrid. It's one of the two, or is a completely fresh new trait that's just been brought to the marketplace, and the first time it's been offered is in a stacking configuration. So a lot of the other things on the marketplace are really the stacks of individual single traits that were out there by themselves for several years. So a lot going on in traits. And then within our herbicides, we've been talking a lot about Acuron, which is a new herbicide we're launching this year, bringing in a fourth active ingredient in there, and which is really giving us a lot better efficacy, a lot better control, specifically looking at some of the harder to control big-seeded, large-seeded broadleaf weeds, ragweed and sunflower, cocklebur, those hard to control type of things, giving us a little bit better control and longer residual, as well as thinking about resistance management there. And then the final piece we're really spending a lot of time today with is talking about Trivapro, a new fungicide that we're launching this year as well that actually has three active ingredients. It's kind of a build off of our previous Quilt Excel with two AIs and two modes of action, which had a curative and a preventive approach. Now we've brought in the third AI, which is considered a whole new class of SDHI class to, again, start addressing resistance management and as well as offering better control.
You know, there's a lot of activity going on here. You guys have a lot going on. How important is it to be at an event like this so that you can really talk one-on-one with consumers from the company level?
Well, it's great. I mean, it's an ability to showcase our products and talk to them. There's a lot of new things, and people just aren't familiar, even down to like the nomenclature around our traits and walking people through and understanding what it is. And so this is a great event for those. And it really boils down to relationships. You meet a lot of people that you've seen over the years, right? And it doesn't matter how good your technology is if you don't have a trust level and a relationship built up. And this is just another great avenue to deliver that.
So the folks get to come in. They get to talk directly with you or somebody else directly from the company. They don't just have to go through their dealers. They can, of course, go back to their dealers and find out more.
Exactly, and we've got representatives from all segments of our business. So whether they're familiar more with our NK hybrids in that lineup, or they do more of their business through a Golden Harvest seed advisor, we have people from all sides of the business here manning the booth today, and as well as the local field agronomists that worked extensively with the launching of some of these products that we just talked about, like Acuron, and understand the value and helping people make decisions around what product fits where.
We've had a couple really strange growing years, and I know that that's thrown a wrench in a lot of people's plans. Obviously, no field demonstrations here again this year, which is very abnormal. Talk to me a little bit about what folks are saying about their growing seasons and, looking ahead to next year. What if we have a third year in a row?
Well, I don't know what an average year or a normal year is nowadays, right? I mean, it is interesting, and I think we just have to go back to thinking about how we plan ahead for next year, right? So typically, if you're planning based on what you saw last year, you're probably the chances of success are slim, right? And so I think you have to hit the average and understand what those are, and whether it be looking at genetics, or for example, I think we have to look at things that are broadly adapted. You know, not, you don't want just a drought tolerant hybrid or just a racehorse type of hybrid. So looking for more products that are universally fit. For example, our AgriSure artesian hybrid, so which is a water optimization tool that. Different from the historical drought-tolerant hybrids that were really perform well at low-end yield potential environments, right, and under stress, but don't always have the top-end yield potential, or vice versa, high-end racehorse type of hybrid that doesn't perform well on low ends. We start with the high yield potential hybrids, and then we're specifically targeting up to 12 different genes that allow that plant to come through and preserve yield potential in the stressful years. And so you kind of get the best of both worlds. You maximize yield when it rains, but then you recover the most yield potential whenever it doesn't.
It's always, you know, probably I think somebody said agriculture is the best way to gamble legally. So maybe that's part of the growing season. So folks are milling around. They can take a look at everything. It's really neat. They're really into trying to learn as much as they possibly can when they come through here.
Definitely. There's a lot of people just come in and tell us what they're seeing this year, right? And we've had a lot of great conversations around soybean management. People are seeing a lot of sudden death syndrome over a wider spread area than we typically see, even farther north, you know, northwestern Iowa, southern Minnesota areas that typically haven't seen that. And so we had a great opportunity to talk about the disease, the complex, how does it infect the plant, and why does it infect the plant, why do you see it some places other, and really talking through to some things to do differently next year and tools to use.
Well, perfect. Bruce, is there anything I've forgotten that Syngenta's got going on?
No, I think we hit everything pretty much in the booth here. We just look forward to anybody out there, if they haven't stopped by, to come by and see us and just say hi or ask us your questions you have.
All right, it's the 2014 Farm Progress Show. I'm Leah Guthrie reporting.